Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
With more than 2 million downloads, this is your number one source for true crime coverage in America. This is Murder in the Morning with Tony Bruschi and Stacey Cole.
From the Hit Killers Podcast, Murder in the Morning.
The Robert Tellis trial. Oh, this is going to make the highlight reel at the end of the year as probably the worst testimony given by a defendant of the year, maybe. I mean, I think we had Alec Murdaugh last year kind of taking that award. I feel like this is right up there. I don't know. I mean, we didn't have Chad Daybell on the stand or anything like that. So,
Can you imagine?
Oh, no. I can't. I would love to see that someday. I think that would be worth a retrial just to see that. But, yeah, I don't think that'll ever happen. Tellis, who's 47, has been accused of fatally stabbing the reporter for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, Jeff Gurman, in September of 2022, following a series of critical articles about Tellis's office. He pled not guilty to murder with the use of a deadly weapon and has claimed throughout the trial that he was framed without a whole lot of evidence. And we got some lovely audio for you of him on the stand. We'll play in just a second. He said, quote, "I want to say unequivocally, I am innocent. I didn't kill Mr. Gurman," told the jury during his testimony. Like, literally got up on the stand, turned his chair directly to them, and said that. And I got to say, this guy swivels in his chair more than anyone I've ever seen before on the stand. It's painful. It's hard to keep him in frame on, on the show. Because he's constantly like this way, that way. Tellis, who was not questioned by a defense attorney, on the day we're talking about here, repeatedly stated that he was nervous and described his ordeal as a nightmare. He's putting on a very interesting defense where it's his narrative. The judge allowed for this. His attorney had to go up and say, "I'm not going to question him. He's just going to give his narrative." And they're allowing it. Because, and the only way you would do that is if you don't want to, incriminate yourself, or you don't believe necessarily a whole lot into your client and you don't agree with what they're doing, but you're still their attorney. It was probably a compromise of like, either I'm going to withdraw or the judge can grant you this and I'm just going to sit over here and let you, you know, basically get the rope longer to hang yourself with. And that's essentially what we are seeing taking place right now. I know we use the term quite a bit, but this man is the definition of a malignant narcissist. He believes his shit, and he believes everyone else should believe it too, without question. Let's take a look at the testimony of Telles as he took the stand. Let's take a listen.
The medical examiner testified about how Mr. Gurman was murdered. And, you know, I had to see pictures of Mr. Gurman's body, you know, in preparation for the case. And it's obviously it's ugly. But when the medical examiner testified, that's the first time I'd learned how Mr. Gurman was murdered. Now, you know, I think it's the way that he was murdered speaks to, I think, something or someone who knows what they're doing. You know, the idea that Mr. Gurman's throat was slashed and his heart was stabbed. You know, I think that's, I mean, I don't know if anybody could just do that, right, without some kind of training, without some kind of expertise. So, I mean, and I'm personally not combat trained. I've, you know, and none of that. So I just, it seems to me that when I heard that, I thought, you know, my God. You know, but, so that's, I guess, one example of, like, the type of opinion I'll be sharing with you.
That's the best he could come up with. I'm not combat trained. I think it would take some training to know that if you slash a person's throat or stab them in the heart, that would kill them. You need to be trained about that. That's a real complicated thing.
And here's the thing. Okay, you'd need to be trained. You'd need to be medically trained to figure that out. No, Wikipedia can show you exactly where the heart is. This is not difficult.
Not at all. But he's trying to tell a narrative. This is what narcissists do. They get in there, they have their targets that they're trying to convince of their whatever, and you start using a lot of terms like, you know, and he uses a lot of that, if you notice that. And he's just telling it like he thinks it is, but not very well, but he thinks he's doing it well. That's what's rather entertaining about this individual. Telles' defense has argued that he was targeted because he tried to expose corruption in his role as Clark County Public Administrator. It'd be quite a coincidence, he said, the fact that Mr. Gurman was killed and it was put on me, that they just had a serendipitous benefit from that, Telles said, suggesting that others had something to gain from framing him for the crime, which I still don't quite understand how that even makes sense. Mm-mm. The trial, which has drawn significant attention due to the nature of the crime and the victim's profession, comes nearly 2 years after Gurman's death. Prosecutors have painted a picture of a disgruntled Telles, enraged by Gurman's reporting, meticulously planning an attack. They allege that Telles disguised himself, not very well, hid outside Gurman's home and attacked the journalist when he arrived. The prosecution's case has relied heavily on video and physical evidence, including DNA found under Gurman's fingernails, linking Telles to the crime. In contrast, the defense has portrayed Telles as a victim of conspiracy, insisting that he was framed because he attempted to reform the public administrator's office, upsetting the old guard. Defense attorney Robert Draskovich argued in his opening statement that from the get-go, they are concerned with Robert Telles and Robert Telles alone, suggesting that the investigation was biased from the start. Let's take a look at that.
This goes to the theory of my case, right? You know, somebody framed me for this, and I believe that it's Compass Realty, and I believe that it's for the work that I've done against them. And this document here shows the start of the work that I began against them. You're going to hear much more about the things that I did and the things that they did. And so, again, this spreadsheet, I think, really, it's the beginning. And so I'd ask if I could please have it admitted. The state sold the home on December 31st of 2018 for $232,000. And the next sale was done the same day. So the person who bought it resold it the same day for $50,000 more. Now, administrators have a fiduciary duty to get the maximum value that they can for the estate. When I see a situation, and again, this is the most extreme one. I mean, I'm not saying that all of them are like this, but, you know, all of them are, there's a significant difference between the one price and the other price. But this is just the most extreme one is, you know, for someone to be able to sell, resell a property the same day for $50,000 more, it's just not right. We've got a duty to protect these estates, right? Well, whether it's, again, stopping criminals from getting into the houses and stealing stuff, or unscrupulous real estate agents from trying to work the system.
None of it which has anything to do with the actual trial itself.
Yeah, dude, you are accused of killing somebody. I don't care what's going on and, you know, what sort of things that you think you saw that weren't right.
Yeah.
Somebody's dead.
Yeah. He's got his own little narrative here that doesn't really add up, but he's kind of like resting on that. Here's more from Robert Tellis talking about, you know, if you injured your finger, why would you wash your car or cars? Which he gets a little braggadocious about, which I also find par for the course of a narcissist, letting everyone know it wasn't he just washing his car, he's washing his cars with an S, plural. And at, by the end, he's like, my three cars. He talks about washing. It's good fucking God. Classic. Here we go.
While I was being self-represented, I attempted to seek these surveillance videos that included the video of me washing my car, or videos of me washing my cars. the judge granted the production of that. However, I never received the videos. And
the objection was sustained.
Oh, okay. So
the motion is strike granted.
I believe the videos show that I didn't have the finger injury. If you think about it, if somebody has a serious finger injury, would they be washing?
Objection argumentative.
I mean, I would not be washing.
Testify about your own experience.
Sure, Your Honor. I believe I would not be washing my three vehicles if I had a serious finger injury.
There we go.
And as you've probably already gathered, you're going to hear about the fact that I was at the gym at around noon. And I believe I would not be working out with a serious finger injury.
I believe I can fly.
I
believe I can kill Jeff Gurman as I look like a samurai.
Yeah.
I wear blaze orange every night and day. Open his garage and I fly in ways no one's ever gonna tell. I could keep going.
Yeah.
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 It continues on. He talks about his injury. I mean, he got that cut. He claims it from making chicken fried rice. But and his solution when he cuts the tip of his finger off? Well, crazy glue is the answer to that problem.
So when I cut my finger that night, I had used scissors to cut. You know, the super glue bottle had actually, the tip had dried. Sometimes when I have an open super glue bottle, the tip dries and I have to cut the tip. Right? So I had to grab.
That's what she said.
Scissors in order to do that. And I inadvertently left blood on the scissors that I forgot to clean off.
Oh, okay.
But once I cut the tip off the super glue bottle, I super glued the tip of my finger together. I believe my healing process is such that I would not have had such a nasty injury for 5 days.
Yeah.
I can't speak to anyone else's healing process, but, you know, that is what it is.
And the funny part about that whole thing is the super glue bottle is actually code for penis.
What an idiot.
He cut the tip of his penis off when he was trying to use semen as super glue.
Oh, my God. You know, though, I used to do my own nails and I would accidentally glue my fingers together. I never used a scissors. I mean, there's other ways to do this. You had 2 years to come up with a plan, a mm-hmm. explanation. That's the best you got?
That's the best he's got. Hey,
that ain't much.
When you're a narcissist, you believe whatever bullshit comes into your mind and you think, well, who's going to question this? And it gets so fucking out there at some point because you're just so, you've lived this life where it's gone that well for you for some reason. You've lucked out and people went along with your bullshit for so long that when you're finally called out on it, you don't realize just how out of reality and out of touch you are from what the general society is going to believe of your story.
Yeah.
Jeff Gurman was 69 when he was killed. Gurman's reporting on TELUS focused on allegations of a hostile work environment and an inappropriate relationship TELUS allegedly had with a staffer. These reports contributed to TELUS's loss in the Democratic primary for re-election in June of 22. Gurman was reportedly working on another story about TELUS at the time of his death. The prosecution has presented a robust case, including surveillance footage from the morning of Gurman's murder. The video shows a person dressed in a large sun hat, orange jacket, blaze orange jacket, I should say, yeah. Gray Nike sneakers, attire that was later found cut up in TELUS's home. The person in the video is seen lurking around Gurman's property, and a maroon SUV matching the one owned by TELUS's family was captured on video near the scene. Prosecutors also pointed to the timing of the murder, noting that Gurman had made a public records request just hours before his death, potentially exacerbating tensions between him and TELUS. They also revealed that TELUS had been searching for information about Gurman online in the days leading up to the murder. Despite the evidence, TELUS defense remains firm in their claim of innocence, questioning the integrity of the police investigation and suggesting that the evidence was planted. Draskovich noted that the items found in TELUS's home had no blood on them, raising doubts about their connection to the crime. There's no rational explanation as to why the hat and shoes were cut into pieces, except that they would be easier to conceal and plant, Draskovich argued. Or it's the work of a fucking idiot narcissist who thinks that whatever he does is going to be sufficient and everyone should just go along with the story. That's kind of what I'm gleaning off of this guy.
He's something else.
He is. I mean, he's a very interesting study in all of that because in ways, it reminds me a bit of Lori Vallow. Of just believing your shit to such a crazy extent and able to just kind of spit it out like it's nothing. That's kind of what I'm feeling on this guy.
So he's taking the stand again. Do you think this wraps up by the weekend? Because the jury just goes, oh, I don't want to have to do this next Monday.
I'm going to guess so. And I'm going to guess they're going to have a verdict by the weekend. It'd be like very quick. We talked yesterday on this, didn't we? About how long it will take.
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
About an hour is still what I'm sticking with. I don't think it's going to change anything to do with that.
I wonder if they even need to sit down in the jury room. If they just walk in, stand behind their chairs, go, all right, all who think he's guilty, say aye. Yeah. Everybody says aye. Fill out the paperwork. Boom, they're out of the room.
I think it's probably going to go somewhere like that. Yeah, it's a fucked up case. Looking ahead to our next piece here this morning, I'm kind of shocked looking at the headline. Kissimmee police have cleared Jennifer Soto of charges.
I know.
In connection with her daughter's death.
Believe that?
How the fuck is that?
I don't know.
The first thing that comes to my mind is, how involved were some of the Kissimmee police officers Mr. Stefan? I'd like to know if there's any connections there. I'm not saying there is, but I'd like to look into that a little bit further if we're going to clear her on these charges.
The woman admitted she allowed a man, a boyfriend, to sleep with her daughter in the same bed. I don't know how you just skate off of that. You just walk away and go, oh, okay.
That's normal. That's good. Your rooms are numbered, and he has video from multiple years of raping your daughter.
Yep.
And you're cleared? Really? You're cleared?
Okay.
Or did she provide some sort of evidence and they cleared her because she's exposing something? That could be the other angle of this. I don't buy, honestly, that this is just you're cleared because you didn't know anything about this. I don't know how that's even possible.
I guess we'll find out.
Yeah. Well, stick around.
All right, true crime addicts, let's cut the crap. You're knee-deep in the gory details of your favorite podcast when suddenly a commercial hits like a bad meal. Seriously? You deserve better. Upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, where you can binge without those annoying ads. Plus, get extended interviews that go deeper into the darkness and early access to episodes so you can be the first to know. It's like trading up from fast food to fine dining, but with more blood. So, go ahead. Search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and feast on the good stuff.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly.
Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right Rug.